This Pro-Liberty podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. That's M-A-G-A, like Make America Great Again. Thank you for your support. Ever notice how if you lie to the government, that's a crime. That's a felony. You can go to jail. Martha Stewart did. That's what they got her on, lying to the government. But if the government lies to you, there are no consequences for any of the people within government that are running those lies or frauds or corruption. I want to know, when are members of the deep state going to prison? You know, those people who ran this illegal spying operation on candidate Trump and then President Trump after he won. When are these people going to jail? When are we going to have actually a fair system of justice, equal justice under the law, where the people who run the government have to face prison time for them lying to us? After all, they're supposed to represent us, aren't they? Right? It's supposed to be representative government. And yet, they don't seem to represent us at all, do they? What do they represent? Oh, themselves. And they give themselves the power to lie to us while evoking their apparent power to imprison the people when the people lie. I think we should have a whole new system of justice where when candidates lie on the campaign trail, we send them to prison. You know, what you do is after they get elected, if they vote in a way that contradicts the promises they made, we ought to have like a whole separate commission, like a citizens' commission on honest government or something like that, the CCHG, let's call it. And the Citizens Commission on Honest Government has the power to arrest members of the Senate and the House if they lie on the campaign trail. You know, arrest them later in subsequent years. Because there's no accountability for those people right now. Zero accountability. They lie anytime they want. And you notice, too, the government can violate all the laws. You know, you thought that the government can't spy on you, right? Because it's illegal to spy on American citizens, right? That's what we've been told. Well, they have a thing they've been using for many years. It's called a national security letter. And this national security letter simply involves an FBI agent writing a memo to themselves. And the memo says, oh, we need to spy on this American citizen because it has something to do with national security. And by merely asserting that, they can spy on Americans. They can tap your phones. They can seize all your phone records and voice recordings of the things you said on your phone and seize all your bank records. They can monitor your physical location by cracking into your cell phone, cell tower communications, all that stuff, and much more. They can read all your emails. And all they have to do is claim that they're investigating you because of national security. And by the way, they don't have to tell you that you're being monitored. They don't have to get a court order. You talk about runaway abuse of power. This is what they use to go after the Trump team. This is what James Comey used. This is what the corrupt FBI used. And this is what Robert Mueller is now riding on top of, this incredible abuse of power to try to destroy a duly elected president. But this isn't really about Trump. This is about the overarching abuse of power by the government as it exists today. The government has become the single greatest threat to your safety, your privacy, and the rule of law in this country. The most lawless organization in America is the government, because it seems to be immune to prosecution. What about Lois Lerner when she ran the IRS under Obama? How come she's not in jail for weaponizing the IRS and using it to suffocate and suppress the free speech of religious organizations and conservative organizations that were seeking nonprofit status? Lois Lerner conspired against them, and nothing happened to her. She didn't go to jail. She didn't even lose her job, I don't think. I mean, all these people, they get away with everything. James Comey has been getting away with treason. Hillary Clinton, she's been getting away with the destruction of evidence and obstruction of justice and violating national security protocols. She's been getting away with it. Hell, she took bribes under the Clinton Foundation to pre-sell her influence as a future president of the United States of America. She, I mean, you talk about corruption, collusion, fraud. She was neck deep in it. And nothing has happened to her. You notice that? Isn't that amazing? So I want to know, when are we going to hold the government, the individuals inside government who commit these felonies and frauds and corruption crimes, when are we going to start holding them accountable? Because I don't know about you, but having observed the way that the Obama administration abused its power, and having observed the FBI's lawlessness and deep corruption in the way that they went after the Trump organization, even before Trump won the election, and how they framed Trump, and how they planted false evidence with Papadopoulos, and how they actually installed government spies inside the Trump campaign to illegally spy on the opposition candidate. Having watched all that, and then James Comey gets on TV and talks about how he's a saint and he's the most ethical person in America, and he's making millions of dollars selling a book that's full of lies. I watch that stuff and I say, when is the day of reckoning for these criminals like James Comey or Hillary Clinton? When do those people face jail? And I've just about lost all faith in anything that's run by government. I know people who describe themselves as anarchists, which doesn't really mean anarchy, by the way, just means that they've lost all faith in government. And I'm starting to see where they're correct. I mean, I've always said we need small, limited government, and there are certain proper roles of government, such as, well, let's say regulating the pollution of corporations. If you don't have somebody halting the pollution, the corporations go crazy. They just pollute all the rivers and streams and air. I mean, heck, they're doing it anyway. But it would be much worse without government. But these people I know would say things like, you know, government has no real proper role. Like people like Adam Kokesh, for example, who I've known for many years. And Kokesh, I don't know, people might describe him as an anarchist, but he just says, look, government is so corrupt and the free market can sort things out. And, you know, more and more I'm seeing that he's really got the right point on so many of these issues, where anything that you trust the government to run, they turn it into corruption and criminality. Anything. The education system, the money supply, the system of justice, the court system, right? National parks, for that matter, they just end up seizing 80% of the land of states like Nevada. Seriously, they've seized 80% of the land in Nevada under the federal government. I think it's 80%. And a similar thing is true with states like Utah and Oregon and, you know, Colorado, Nevada, places like that. It's been seized by the government because the government just can't help itself but become lawless and corrupt. And you start to wonder, is there a completely different way to structure a society that doesn't rely on representation in Washington at all? I mean, why do we even have Congress? Seriously, right? Why do we have a House of Representatives if they don't represent us? Why do we have senators? All they do is pad their own pockets. How did Nancy Pelosi get so rich while betraying the American people and committing treason almost at every opportunity? How do all these other senators get so much money? How do these FBI people get so much money when they're on crappy FBI salaries? Huh? You got to wonder, don't you? With a few exceptions, you know, Rand Paul, for example, is an honorable man. You know, there are honorable people in the House, like Jim Jordan, for example, I believe. And some of the congressmen, you know, that are part of the Freedom Caucus, such as one of our congressmen from Texas, actually. We've got a few in there who are good people, but they are vastly outnumbered by the corrupt. And I'm starting to wonder, in a very real sense, when do we, the people, actually start holding government accountable for lying to us and defrauding us and stealing from us, confiscating our money, our wealth, our land, you know, printing new money and effectively stealing from us? I wonder if that day is coming. I wonder if there's a day that there's a mass citizens arrest in Washington, D.C. of all the corrupt traitors who have betrayed this nation. Wouldn't you like to see them all face their day in court? Wouldn't you like to see, you know, 80% of the U.S. senators behind bars? And then you could sell tickets to just, you know, it'd be like a museum of corruption and fraud, and they'd be in there in their jail cells, and you could sell tickets to help pay off the national debt and let people pay $100 to come through, walk through, and like, throw rotten tomatoes at the senators through the jail cell bars, subject them to a little bit of rotten fruit heckling, you see. You could practically pay off the national debt. I'd go through there many times and bring some rotten fruit with me just to partake in that little piece of history, because that's what those people deserve. And yeah, you know, we can joke about it a little bit here, but there's a very serious undertone to all this, which is, what are they doing to our country and how are they getting away with it? And why do none of these corrupt, treasonous, seditious criminals in Washington, why do none of them ever seem to go to jail? Isn't that interesting? And it's because the government runs the justice system, which means there is no justice in it. The whole thing is broken. The whole thing is corrupt. Trump in the White House has simply sort of thrown a wrench into the machine of corruption for a few years. He's slowing down the Obama-Clinton deep state corruption cartels. But when Trump is out of there at some point, you know, hopefully after two terms, the whole thing goes right back to deep state corruption, and there's not a damn thing you can do about it, it seems, right? Yeah, interesting, isn't it? We'll see where this goes. I've got a website you can check out called corruption.news and also tyranny.news. Those seem to go hand in hand. You can hear more of my podcast at healthrangerreports.com. Thanks for listening.
Learn more at healthrangerreport.com.
I know you have a lot of choices of where to get your superfoods and supplements, personal care products, and so on. To find all these solutions and more, just go to healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, M-A-G-A. healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, as in Make America Great Again. You'll find hundreds of solutions there that can enhance and help protect your health. Again, that's healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. At the Health Ranger Store, we are a pro-liberty, pro-life, pro-freedom, pro-America manufacturer and direct distributor. We sell direct to customers, offering extraordinary values on these products. Lab tested and verified, we test all of our products for bacteria, E. coli, salmonella, yeast and mold, heavy metals, lead, cadmium, arsenic, mercury, much more. Also glyphosate and herbicide and other pesticides and herbicides are being added to our testing procedure to make sure that we bring you safe, verified, clean supplements that you just don't get anywhere else. I mean, Amazon.com is a joke compared to us. The Wall Street Journal even did a story exposing the thousands of contaminated, illegal, banned, toxic supplements and products that Amazon sells. We wouldn't sell that because we have ethics, we have morality, we're honest, we have integrity as a manufacturer and a provider of these products. Check us out, healthrangerstore.com. Over 700 different products are available right now. High-end supplements, superfoods, personal care products, even fragrance-free products that are eco-friendly for your home, such as laundry detergent, body soap, dishwasher detergent, and many other products. You'll find just an incredible assortment at healthrangerstore.com. And most importantly, your purchases there help support our ongoing efforts to spread the message of liberty and freedom and pro-life, respecting life in all its forms, and having a nation and a world that operates with ethics and morality, so that we might have a sustainable human civilization, not one that's collapsing in destitution and suffering, which is what the radical left and the communists want to bring about. So support us, and we support humanity. HealthRangerStore.com. I thank you for your support.